Rachel, Roger Thomas, welcome to the new Wove Sessions.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's pretty fun. We're going to see how this goes. So tell me, how did you guys get together and start playing music together?
We met at an open mic next to Bloom, which is the rehearsal space that we rehearse at. It's now called Paper Cranes, but it was called 910 Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Roger playing guitar, and I was like, oh my God, where'd he come from? And then we jammed, and the rest is history.
We are Orgasm.
How long have you guys been playing music? I'm sure you've been doing it separately for probably a long time, right?
Yes. I've been playing since I can remember. I play piano. I also play flute and sing, but I've been doing the singer-songwriter thing for about 10 years.
That's a long time. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you started playing when you were 13.
Well, I started lessons when I was 7, but I was playing in restaurants and bars at 14.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What about you, Roger?
I started playing drums when I was 7, so I've been playing about 23 years. And I started playing guitar seriously when I was probably 13, so 15, 16, 17 years.
I'm always really jealous of musicians, because I think it's probably the coolest thing you can do. Like, going to concerts, everybody looks really cool. It's one of those things you either have or you don't.
Yeah.
Did you both, I'm sure.
I can't say I had that for anything. Like,
you had to learn it? You had to pick it up as you...
The only reason that I can play anything is because of this sheer amount of time and, like, focus. Because when I was younger, when I was in middle school and high school, I mean, I literally would play, you know, 10 hours a day. Wow. And I would, like, write and record my own albums in my bedroom and, like, hang microphones from the inside of my closet to my cymbals and stuff, you know. So I just played all the time, but I think a lot of hard work went into it, and that's why, I don't know, I'm disappointed with most of the output that I have right now.
Well, so, you should be, right? I mean, that's what makes you want to do better.
Exactly, want to grow.
Yeah.
For sure.
If when you're happy with something, then that's a bad sign.
It is, yeah.
In general, I think.
Yeah. That's a song, you and them. Someone tell me that I matter.
Invincible.
This was the first song. So we got together and we jammed one night. It was the first time that we played together. And we actually wrote this song that night. And I didn't put lyrics to it until maybe like a week or two later. And then we came back and we had our first song. That was Invincible. So it's kind of about us.
Still my favorite.
Yeah, mine
still too. My favorite. Thank you.
St. Pete is a really big arts hub right now, like art, not necessarily just music.
Sure.
I feel like the music is really, I've lived here my whole life and I've seen it growing, and art, like the murals downtown, is a huge thing with St. Pete now. And we rehearse at Bloom, which a lot of artists go there and they paint like James. And
are you familiar with Bloom?
Sure.
Yeah, so it's like all of the big murals in St. Pete, kind of that's their home base. And they just kill it on a constant basis.
So you got somebody playing music while somebody's painting.
Right.
It's a cool place to be a part of.
Yeah.
And have like a key to the door.
Definitely.
And get to go there anytime we want. And
it's because you're literally surrounded by art. So you're it's like a circus.
Keeps you inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah. To keep going.
Hell yeah.
And it's constantly
feed off each other's energy. Yeah.
Thank you.
one's called Letters.
This song I wrote about. I also do my own solo stuff.
Please.
On the side. And I wrote a song called Paper Cuts. And a friend of mine heard me playing it, and he wrote a poem to me as I was singing the song. And I ended up taking that poem that he wrote about me and turned it into another song. So a song influenced a poem, influenced another song that I brought to Roger. So, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It was pretty wild.
Art influences art influences art.
This next song, we just just released. It's on our SoundCloud, it's on iTunes, on the Spotify, all that social media shenanigans. Our handle is RGSMMM. Like orgasm. This song is called Wild Love. He's made in the image of the wild one. I do see two big zooms from his heart. No fear on the edge of the horizon.
Yeah, that was the track that we went to Full Sail and recorded. That was initially Rachel's song that we were like, she invited us to go up there and record it, and it came out. Like, we ended up working for not really 6 months, but it took us 6 months to actually release the song and do it right. So that's the first song that we have right now, and I'm really proud of it. I mean, in 2.5 weeks, we had 5,000 organic listens, so that's pretty dope.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
That one song, so.
Like, we've had some write-ups and people seem to be responding well to the song. It's just on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
so it's cool.